Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, good Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come in your homes each Sunday morning to tell you truly there is something you can believe in. That's very important in our life, because if you don't believe in something, you'll end up standing for nothing. I thank God that I've stood for Jesus, because he stood for me one day at Calvary. He gave his life that I might have life and have it more abundantly. So I'm thanking him for you and thanking you for the broadcast. So let's get into a broadcast and do this song here. I think this is one of the most beautiful songs that was ever written. This one says, "Someone to Care."
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. Come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who will care for you. When you need that special friend, he'll be a friend until the end. There is someone who is a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. He'll come down from the sky, he'll brush those tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you.
Maybe you feel unlovable today. Maybe you just don't feel like anybody cares. Well, my daddy used to sing a song, and we did it at his funeral. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. He loves you. There's no greater love than what God's love is. God is love, and he's a genuine lover. He can put his big arms around you when you're sad and brokenhearted. He'll just put his arms around you. Well, I do a recitation sometime. It'll be all right in the morning. And he can say that to you. He can say, hey, it'll be all right in the morning. So we're going to do another song for you. Hope you enjoy this one. And I got a very special prayer request I want to tell you about.
First, and I would remain just to walk the road alone. I live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I watch for the roses red, when fades the lilac blue. And in early fall, when the brown leaves fall, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, then I would remain to finish with a scroll. No lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, but memory is one gift of God that even death cannot destroy. Should you go first, then I would remain for the battles to be fought. Each thing you touched along the way, there'll be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, and though blindly I may grope, but the memories of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I would remain, one thing I'd have you do, just walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step that you take, that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Yes, I have a very special prayer request. My son Rodney, many of you know Rodney, he lives up at Alderson, has had a massive heart attack and is in Charleston Hospital right now. And I'm doing the broadcast here on a Thursday night, and I might make a mistake on it or something, but anyhow, I just want you to pray for him. He's had a massive heart attack, and we're going down in the morning and see how he's doing. He's going to have to stay till Monday, and then they're going to have to decide what they got to do. So I'm asking all my prayer partners to pray. Of course, it's in God's hands. Whatever God wills will happen. I know that. So, but it's Rodney Mounts, and I got four boys, and I love them all. I love all my grandchildren. I love my daughter-in-laws, and I even love my mother-in-law. God bless her heart. She went home to be with the Lord a long time ago, but I even loved her. So there's no greater love. God will fill your heart with love. And I thank God. I love you with this broadcast. I've been preaching the gospel for 56 years in Eau Claire. It gets sweeter and sweeter every day. I get tired. I get weary. I have to have someone else read scripture for me now. But I keep going. I sometimes think I'll just quit. Give up, but I can't quit. I'll just keep on going until the Lord calls me home. So I appreciate your help and I appreciate your support. But we're going to do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one. This sounds like angels to me.
Singing so sweet.
Myself and Martha, that really.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by boast of anything I've ever seen or done. How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner.
In Luke's Chapter 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? He answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. It has been said that you can talk with anyone. When they ask a question, just simply ask them a question back. And when you're reading this passage of Scripture, that's just about what it is. You notice he began with a question, Good Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Jesus is going to answer back by asking another question. What is written in the law? You see, what he did, he answered a question by asking a question. What's written in the law? And then he said that you should love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. How can you compare loving God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, then expect to love your neighbor as yourself? Big question, isn't it? But Jesus began to illustrate what he's really talking about. He's going to illustrate what he is going to talk about in being a good neighbor. Now, if you read this over in Matthew chapter 22, there's no detail story. Matthew does not detail this story. Mark does not detail this story. Only Luke really brings in the details of what Jesus is talking about to become the good neighbor. It's a question that's been asked by many people, but how do we answer it? In the slum areas of Chicago, there's a group of people who is on a missionary journey. And they've been there in a citywide campaign, I suppose what you would call it. And it was early Sunday morning. The fog was just beginning to lift from the city. They aborted a bus. They are riding through the areas of Chicago, the wealthy areas, and all that Chicago had to show. When a man who was the guide or the host guide, he said to the people, he said, now we are coming upon the slum areas. We're coming upon the areas where the aid victims and where the druggies are, where the prostitution is. And said, the sights that you see, you may not want to look upon. Because he said, there's street people there living in boxes. They're sleeping in doorways. As a matter of fact, we may have to pull some of them out of the street because they died last night by overdose. It's a dreary looking morning. And the host says to the people, but if you don't want to see this, just reach over and pull down the shade. I'd like to say that everyone on that bus did not bother to reach over and pull down the shade. Because they wanted to get a glimpse of what was going on. Not because of curiosity, but because they felt they needed to see what was outside, lying in the gutters, lying in the streets, lying in the highways, lying in the doorways, people dying on drugs, dying from alcohol, dying from prostitution, wanting to get a real glimpse of what this world is really all about. It's like that. We may stick our head in the sand and say, like the ostrich, it isn't happening. But it is happening. It's Sunday morning. We're living in the shadow of the steeple, and people all around us are dying. People are going to hell every day. And yet we sit in our fancy churches and forget that we are the people of the world. We are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We need to see these situations. We need to know what's going on outside this church. We need to know what's going on in this community. We are a people that needs to reach out to the world. People say to me, why don't you retire? Hey, quit asking me that question. I ask my own self that question. But there's more in retiring in my ministry, maybe, than just the other preacher in the pulpit. I've been blessed through radio ministry. If I retire, that retires. I've been blessed in the web page ministry. I retire, that retires. I'm getting ready now to go into shortwave radio, clear around the entire world. I retire, that retires. Because I believe in reaching out to people. I believe that God saved me that I might reach out to people and give them the gospel and tell them there is hope. I'm going to be the good neighbor. I don't want to pull down the shades. I want to know what's going on out there. I want to be the public defender to reach out to the druggie. I've got to reach out to the alcoholic. But you see, we are a public defender. Here is the story. The Bible said in verse 30, a certain man. Did you ever notice that Jesus always pinpoints to the personal and the individual? He always pinpoints either a woman who had a blood issue, or either a man by the side of the road blind, or either someone personally that needed a personal touch. I said to God one time, why can't I be like Billy Graham? Why can't I reach my multitudes and my millions? But God said, I didn't call you to reach your multitudes and millions. Just be satisfied with one soul at a time. And he reminded me of the shepherd who had 99 and one went astray. He went after the one and brought it back. And there was rejoicing in heaven over one soul that repenteth. That's what the mission field is all about. Here's a man, a certain man. This could be anybody. This could be your son, your daughter. It could have been your children lying on the sidewalks. It could have been your children lying in the doorway. It could be your children sleeping in a box. It could have been your son or your daughter that was pulled in the street so they wouldn't be run over by a speedy car. You see, this could have been anybody. And Jesus wanted to make it very clear. This could have been just anyone who is like those in the story of a poor person downtown. Notice the Bible said that this boy had left Jerusalem, the key places of worship. And you know how many people do you know that's left the house of God and went astray? I heard them testify here in this meeting we had of the teen challenge. Did you not note that every one of them testified of coming up in a good, godly home? A good, godly mother, a good, godly daddy. Oh, maybe not every one of them. But it seemed like they all came from a good, godly background. Hey, that's the story here. This boy goes from Jerusalem to Jericho. There is no downtrodden.
The Father's becoming Moses broadcast. We pray, Father, that you will reach across the airway, touch the heart, give them love, Lord, your love, that love that surpasses all understanding. We need your touch. Without you, Lord, we would feel most invisible. I thank you for the love of God that they should have brought in my heart. And Father, if I could give it to anyone, I would give it to everyone, because it's so great. I thank you for it. I thank you for Carol and Dana, who handles her stbi.org. We reach across the world. I want to say hello to all of my internet people. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Dana, for helping me carry this gospel across the entire world. Thank you for a wife that stood with me, sing with me, and preach with me, Lord. And a great companion, but she's gone home with the Lord. Now I pray for my son. Lord, I know that he's in your hands. I don't worry too much about that. Because, God, what you will be done. I do pray you pray that you will ease his pain. Even quick healing. Bless his family, Lord. We don't realize the hardship the families go through when pain comes our way. So we pray for the families. We pray for the boys and the girls and the families that are suffering too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, never has been good to be with you today. I hope that you will pray for Rodney. I'm going to be going down in the morning and seeing how he's doing. And I hope that he's doing well. He'll be getting out Monday if nothing happens. And if he goes well, everything will go well with him. I don't know. It's just like he said, he wasn't out of the woods yet, but you just never know what's coming next. So let's just put it in God's hands. Whatever God wills will happen. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is I'm a prayer.
Days of my childhood, I recall them now and then. When at the home with the family all were there.
Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642.
But the family circle's been broken.
West Virginia, 259-51. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Up there we'll meet again on
Madison Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 259-51.
I wonder if the family circle will be together once again. Over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate. We'll sing around the throne.